Okay, so I'm sitting in front of the Orbit Reader 20. I've got my mic in the normal position I would have it. I've got the loudness set where I would have it. I've also got my phone routed through so you can hear what I'm doing as well. So I'm going to, you know, just sort of give you a little idea of what this thing sounds like when it comes on, goes off.
Messages tab.
So I'm in Twitter at the moment, and the Braille display is resting on top of my keyboard. So if we compare the keyboard, or if I play on a blank track, that's the kind of loudness you would expect. If I turn speech off by doing this,
speech off,
and then if I press the cursor keys on the Braille display, you'll hear the phone panning and doing what a phone does. That's the loudness of the Braille. So I'm on the home button. I'm going to press the select button. We've gone home on Twitter. And I'm just going across. And that's the about length of time it would take to refresh a 20 cell. I'm at the end of the window, so I can't go any further. So I've done space and L. Right, there we go. I'm now using the scroll keys. So most of that is almost 20 cells refresh rate. Now, when you turn it off, it does a complete 20 cells across. So for this is going to be exaggerated. I'm going to hold the Braille display up to the microphone and power down. And it's going to put all 8 dots from left to right across the screen and then fade them away. So turning off now, you can hear that. I mean, this is the best refresh test I can give you, really. Let's do it. I haven't done it yet. So that was 2 refreshes, really. 1 to bring the dots up and 1 to send them away. Turn the Braille display back on. 1. 2. And it says adult, but then the HID mode will reconnect to the phone in short order, I should think, unless I have to force the issue. I haven't quite got the hang of that yet. I think it's dots 47 in the space bar. Remote, Bluetooth. Yeah, okay, I did it. So now I just have to wait for the phone to re-see it again. So, yeah, I mean, for certain people in certain environments, this thing will be loud. But I'm not massively bothered by it. My kids don't seem to be, my wife doesn't seem to be. And, yeah. If you're a very fast Braille reader, this is probably not the device for you. And, of course, if you're fast, you would want more than 20 cells in any case. But for us just starting out, I say starting out, I used to read Braille in school, I mean, but re-getting into it, or for people who are actually just starting out, wanting to get something inexpensive, this is a great device. And I can already see improvements in my reading speed just doing this. So I have no complaints thus far. With that, I shall say goodbye, and we'll speak again soon.